Yeah, ninth parak of Parah. Slucha shenafal teicha mayim kol shem. Rabbi Leza oimer yaze shtei hazois. Sluchas of kli of water that for the parah to when some regular water fell into him. Rabbi Leza says, yeah, you do two times hazois, because if you sprinkle twice, you're going to get at least enough between the two of them of paraduma waters. The chum place, and they say no. Each individual sprinkling has to have the full amount, and since each one has half, zechshash has half of not paraduma water, so it's going to come out that some of the amount that's going to be sprinkled, the shear that you need, the amount that you need is lacking, because part of the shear is made up of this not paraduma water. Because when two liquids mix, they mix homogeneously. Yod v'seichotal, if dew fell into the paraduma waters, the assumption is that the first water that evaporates is the tal. So it's our chum place, and they say no, it gets mixed into the regular waters, and then we cannot assume that if it evaporates, it's right away the paraduma, the dew that's evaporating. You have to be concerned some of the dew remain mixed into the water. Rav teicha mashka may pay, is if different liquids fell into paraduma water, you have to pour it out, and you also have to dry out the kli before you refill it again, because you have to be concerned maybe a little remain. But yoy kumas v'kankatim, if dyes fell into it that have black colors, then anything that makes a color, you move it out, you don't have to wipe it out so much, because manushach, if it's clean when you put the waters afterwards, it'll be clean, and if not, it'll be very recognizable as some of the dye remains inside.